Meeting May 21, 2024, Etna Township. We cannot talk ourselves out of a position we behaved ourselves into. Covey, 2014. Constant humor is fueled by the arrogance and ignorance in Etna by two guys with nothing to be arrogant about. However, the destruction of the culture is no laughing matter. Etna Township has bigger problems than just Trustee Evans. Specifically, that problem is toxic leadership of Evans, enabled by President Burkholder, and the cost is more than just the few things you see on the opening page. This board has broken trust with the citizens of Etna, suppliers, and potential developers. Our toxic enabler will be finding out how hard it is to run an organization without trust. The five dimensions of toxic leadership are displayed at each meeting. 1. Self-promotion. 2. Abusive supervision. 3. Unpredictability. 1:30 to 2 a.m. nasty grams or incoherent press releases from Trustee Evans. 4. Narcissism, the number one complaint I hear about Trustee Evans, but he is so much more. 5. Authoritarian leadership, nearly Marxist. According to the existing research, some of this can be moderated by organizational commitment, Salim, 2021, but we do not have that either. Instead, we have the constructive termination and blaming of the victims of all the employees, except Freddie, who is part-time temporary, through the actions of Trustee Evans. Mr. Evans, through his Dan Smith persona, told me on Facebook that I will see how NDAs work when my wife gets fired. Of course, there is no such agreement she signed. You can see all the agreements, investigative reports, resolutions, etc. They are public. Certainly, Trustee Evans deserves more press and attention. After all, he spent $80,000 of your taxpayer money to get upgraded from misogynist, he-man women-hater, to misanthrope, he hates everyone, in the report. The $80,000 does not count whatever legal cost rolled up. However, tonight, let us talk about TPA or a part of an ODOT grant. Trustee Evans wants to return to someone who never had it. If it is part of Ohio grant money, should it return to the state of Ohio? On August 1, 2023, Trustee Evans said, "The developer is only expecting $50,000 of the $100,000. Etna TWP minutes 8/1/23. So now, why the panicked rush to misdirect this so-called $100,000 by Trustee Evans? If the money cannot be applied per the guidelines, then Ohio DPS grant compliance could help clarify this board's actions. Help is available. We are asking the wrong questions. Go to the logical end and work back to where we are. Thank you, John Hansen, freeetna.com.